Thank him for being here. Praise God. We are in the house of the Lord. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Praise God. So if you're here today and you do not have liberty, you can have liberty before you leave this building today. Hallelujah. Praise God. The title of my message is today the tomorrow you worried about yesterday? I said, is today the tomorrow you worried about yesterday? You may be seated. Praise God. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Calvary Gospel Church is having revival right now. We're not waiting for revival. We're having revival right now. Our worship services have been amazing, beautiful. The pastor has been preaching a tremendous, encouraging messages. Brother Ben Thompson, I was not in that meeting Wednesday night, but I was told that he did a remarkable job. Hallelujah. That is, Brother Roy Grant preached a tremendous message. I believe it was last Sunday. Praise God. So God's doing something very, very special here at Calvary Gospel Church. Our youth group, which is in the other part of the building, they are on fire for God. They are reaching their generation for the Lord. Our Sunday school. My goodness, if you've never been over there, you may want to seek the pastor's permission. Just go over to one of the Sunday school classes and you'll see some of the most dedicated teachers, some of the most exciting Sunday school classes you've ever witnessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have an extension work going on at Revival Ridge out on the west side of Madison, and it is on fire. Praise God. We have Brother George O'Neill, who is working on the west side, putting together an extension church, and I'm hearing tremendous reports about his work. Hallelujah. Brother O'Neill is also working with over 50 people from the international community, from amazing amount of different countries. And God is doing something great. And our University of Wisconsin campus group is poised, ready to meet the challenges of the United States. Effort of Satan to get us out of this. Pastor Grant mentioned here yesterday we had an outreach service. I was privileged to be here. I'm telling you, when God continues to do what he's doing, there's going to be a time when we can't stop worshiping. There's going to be a time coming it's almost, I would say it's like at the brink. There's going to be lines of people waiting to get into this building. There are going to be folks healed. People are driving by right now and saying, you know what? I don't know what it was, but something told me, a little voice told me to come into this church. Had one man years ago tell me that he had a dream. He was out fishing, which is really, I instantly fell in love with him. He said, I had a dream. And God told him in that dream, or the vision, if you will, when you see the lobby that I'm going to show you of this church, this is the church that I want you in. He said, you know, I walked into your lobby. I wasn't sure why I was here. He said, now look, oh my goodness. He said, this is the place that God showed me in the vision. God will do anything. Now, I'm going to take a little different track here this morning. And, you know, sometimes in a revival atmosphere, you can hide. You can literally keep, you can wave your hand and you can worship the Lord and you can praise the Lord, brother and sister, but inside there's something hurting. Inside there's some pain that you can't seem to get away from. Inside you're carrying burdens and you're not for sure how to get rid of them. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that God's laid this message on my heart for those of you that may be here this morning who are smiling and laughing and praising God on the outside, but when you get home into the confines of your own room or your house, that the power of the negativity that's in your life seems to sweep over you again, and you're right back, and you're out of this blessed atmosphere. Got good news for you. God planned this service for you today. For greater is He that is in me than is in the world. Hallelujah. Yes, it is possible. I think all of us have had off days, if you will. Quite frankly, I've been here 31 years, and my pastor has taught me to stand up, square my shoulders, pretend like I'm in my right mind. And that's not always easy for people like me. When the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. I don't know if I'm just lacking brain cells. Sometimes I just can't get there from here. There's days that I can't get here. But you know what? I know one thing. If you will keep your mind on the word of the Lord, if you will force those circumstances and those negative thoughts, and understand that you are in a battle for your soul. Unbelief, my friend, according to the scripture, is sin. You cannot please God without faith. Praise God. So you have to take a stand, draw a line in the sand, if you will, and say, you know what? If this is the day that the Lord hath made, I am going to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. So I'm reaching this morning for those that may be in this position. And I'm not saying that this is an overnight snap your fingers thing, but there's a way to start thinking. There's a way to start processing information that will change the way you think. It will be an amazing transformation. And the reason I know that is because I have used this for years. And I began to realize that a lot of folks don't know how to get out of there. They don't know why they're in there. They don't know why they're trapped in there. But they always go back to the very place that causes the pain. They go back to the very place that's causing huge, tremendous spiritual problems for them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, God's heard your cry. He knows your pain. And I just want to share with you a very simple way to stop the cycle of pain and turmoil. You need to understand that the God of this world is attempting to control your thoughts. And if you don't understand that, you're not going to win this battle. The God of this world is determined to keep you in yesterday. I have a yesterday can here, just for those of you that need an illustration. Yesterday, you stay up there now. Or he wants to keep you in the dreaded tomorrow. You say, well, why would he want to do that? Because he wants to steal your today. If he can steal your today one day at a time, he has you. You can come here and worship and lift up your hands and feel great about God, and you get out in the parking lot and this heaviness comes back on you. This futility keeps coming back to you, and you say, God, what's wrong with me? What have I done? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You just need to learn how to fight the good fight. You need to have a plan in your heart, in your spirit. You need to have that plan and begin working that plan. It doesn't make any difference how much you know about the Word of God. You can have all these positive scriptures memorized and still not have the victory because you are not controlling the thoughts that come into your heart. Praise God. So before you leave today, I believe that God's going to give you this plan. Praise God. God has given His church mighty, mighty weapons. The weapons that God's given us are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Let's turn in our Bibles to Ephesians 6 and 12. You know, you can get used to being depressed. You can get comfortable with sadness. That can be your comfort zone if you have allowed these negative thoughts to enter into your... So see, what the devil's trying to do is take all hope from you. He wants to put you in a mental prison that will keep you from receiving the blessings of the Lord. Oh, praise God. But listen, listen to this. Ephesians 6 and 12. This is what we're wrestling against. Many times we get caught up with the people that we're wrestling with or the circumstances that we're up against. But all of these things are orchestrated by a devil who is determined to see you in eternity with him. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Just a footnote here. The Bible says that we are now sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, and all the spiritual wickedness that's attacking you. You are actually setting up with him right now. If you've been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, you just need to take the position that God's already given you. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3, for we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now, sometimes we beat ourselves up to the point where we cannot get the victory. These negative thoughts of yesterday, the deadly yesterday. See, yesterday holds all the times you failed. Yesterday holds the relationships that may be broken. Yesterday shows all your weaknesses. Now, why in the world would Satan want to do that? Because he wants to steal your today. This is the day that Satan is looking for. He doesn't care about what you're doing yesterday. Yesterday's under the blood. And I'm so glad that we have a God who said that he will take your sin as far as the east is from the west. Praise God. So we understand, we know that we need to fight this fight. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not natural, but they are mighty through God. See, God formed everything. He formed these weapons for you and for myself to take and use against the enemy. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, strongholds, people, what is a stronghold? My definition of a stronghold, now there's strongholds that are in the heavenlies, there are people and places and government. Those are strongholds that we need to fight against. But the strongholds I'm talking about here are a collection of thoughts and actions that have you bound to something that diametrically opposes the word of the Lord. So you can't get to where you want to go in God when your mind is filled with thoughts that cause you to speak, to think things that are contrary to what the Spirit of the Lord has promised you. The Bible says, do not let a double-minded man think he's going to ever get anything from God. It's just not going to happen. You can't get there from here, but you can turn it all around if you put every... Let's just go to 2 Corinthians 10. I'm excited about this message. I'm really excited about this message because listen, this will set some of you free because it will give you, and if Jesus Christ sets you free, you shall be free indeed. And if you do get back in that place of yesterday, you will know why you're there. It's like having a golf swing. And your instructor says, and I don't know how to play golf, but I've been told I can't even play ping pong, but the golf instructor will say, oh, it went off to the left because you turn the grip handles a little bit. Speaking of golf, I heard Brother Bridges tell me, Brother Grant went golfing with him. He says, he didn't hit it very often, but when he did, Katie barred the door. He said, it went so far you couldn't even find the ball. He was kind of swinging like a baseball bat. Sorry, Brother Grant, but I just couldn't resist. Hallelujah. Let's 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, casting down imaginations. What is an imagination? If you imagine that you can never get out of the position or the circumstance that you're in, you cannot get out. You have locked yourself in to an imagination. You're imagining this because the Word of God tells you that all things are possible to those who believe. Praise God. And bringing into captivity every thought. Here's where the work starts. If you're constantly over here in yesterday, there's a reason you're over there, because you have not purged your mind of the thoughts that are tormenting you. The only way to purge them is to put something in your mind that is stronger than, more powerful than any two-edged sword, dividing the center of the joints and the marrow of the thoughts and intents of your heart. You can fill your heart, which is desperately wicked, the Bible says, with the goodness and righteousness of God's Word. You can change yesterday into be a pleasant memory, because you look back there and you look just like God. He said, I don't see anything on your record. What are you so upset about there? You're talking about things that are already under the blood. Say that. My sins are under the blood. My actions are under the blood. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name this morning in this house, please understand, there's a reason we spent all that money to put that big baptismal in this place. It's because this is what the Bible tells us to do for the remission of sins. Sometimes we hide behind our good works. We think, you know what? I'm a pretty good person. I do this, I do that. I'm a social worker, I do that. All of that doesn't have any bearing. God said, without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sins. Bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ. And this is how Satan works. You have to be able to take the sword of the Spirit and have the shield of faith up. Now, I'm not telling you that God doesn't sometimes convict you. Sometimes God will talk to you personally and tell you there's some things in your life that you need to change. But I'm assuming that you're trying to live right, that you're trying to live for God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, but you're dealing with some issues that seemingly are out of control. Listen, it's not out of control. Our God has control over everything in this universe. Everything that's going on in your life, God is aware of it. Praise God. Most of the battles that we fight are because of stinking thinking. Another phrase from our pastor. If we control our stinking thinking that diametrically opposes what God has already promised us, we remove yesterday from the equation. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to think this? 2 Corinthians 2 and 11. See, Satan has taken advantage of some of us. At least Satan should take an advantage of us. We are not ignorant of his devices. Once you understand where these thoughts are coming from, the Bible says there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So if you're receiving thoughts that condemn you, if you're receiving thoughts of your past, if the past failures, guess what? Those are thoughts that the enemy is placing in your mind, and you don't even know it because you're unaware of what's going on. But once you become aware of it, then you put up you start tearing that stronghold, praise God, one thought at a time, only you replace that stronghold with the Word of the Lord. This is God's answer to your dilemma. Praise God, praise God, praise God. It's actually very simple. But you can actually control what you think. Proverbs 23 and 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Listen, you cannot survive spiritually in yesterday. I talk to people all the time that are hung up on yesterday. Some of them say, well, you don't understand what I've been through. You don't understand the pain. You don't understand the mistakes, and you don't understand how I was treated, and I was abused or molested, or any number of things. You don't understand. And then I say to you, you don't understand what Jesus did for you. You don't understand that old things are supposed to pass away. Behold, all things are supposed to become new. If they don't, if they're not new, why think about them? Why get back here, for goodness sake? This brings pain. This brings the spirit of heaviness. Back in yesterday, that is the spirit of heaviness. God is wanting to give you and I the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, let's lift up our hands and praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, Lord, I'm asking that You'd move in a great way today, Lord. I'm asking that You'd open up the hearts of those who may be bound in yesterday, Father. God, set them free. And the Son has set them free. They shall be free indeed. But see, in this freedom that God's promised us, you have to make the decision, a conscious choice. Either you're going to believe your past failures and problems, or you're going to start replacing them with the word of the Lord. Turn your eyes on Jesus. We sing that song. Look full into His wonderful face, and the things of this world will go strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. That's true, but you don't want it for just a moment. You don't want relief just when you're here in the house of the Lord, do you? Or do you want to take control of the rest of your life? Do you want to get to the place where the problems that you're constantly confronted with, and the defeats and all these crazy things of the past? Listen, if anybody has a past in this church, I'm afraid that I'm probably the chiefest among the past dummies. And I say that not to glorify anything, just to tell you that I made a lot of mistakes. I mean, a lot of mistakes in the past. But guess what? When I received the revelation, when I decided in my spirit that I was no longer bound by my past, when I fully understood the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, something swept over me. And it's still sweeping over me. And what it is the revelation of the mighty God in Jesus Christ, who now sits in me. Hallelujah. Now I am no longer bound. He has set me free. God has taken every sin, every transgression. It is under the blood. It has been washed away by the presence and power and blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Psalms 103:12 gives us this great information. You want to know where your sins are? If you've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with His Holy Spirit, as far as the east is from the west, Psalms 103:12. I mean, as far as the east is from the west, how far is that? You can't get there from here. You can't get there from anywhere. So they're removed. So why are you still feeling bad about things that are gone in the eyes of God? The record book of the Lord has taken and erased them, this giant eraser that's filled with blood. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. See, if He can replace your day, Your day, and this is the entire day you think about, more about yesterday, more about the things that happened in the past than the things that God wants you to think about. Think about this. See, you don't have to go back there. You can get to the point, literally, that you will have joy unspeakable and full of glory. It doesn't happen overnight. Ask Sarah Schlobaum back there. She once was blind, but now she sees. I saw her at this meeting yesterday, and she was worshiping and dancing, and things hadn't always been this way for Sarah. But now God has taken her out of the box, has given her this new life, this new energy that comes into your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, this is all Satan's looking for. Every day when you wake up in the morning, I heard one preacher say, it's like a small fawn being born on the African plain. The moment he is born, within seconds, he's up and he's running. Why is he running? Because there is a lion out there. He wants to end that little fawn's day right now. Praise God. And that's exactly the way Satan is. The Bible calls him as a roaring lion. Praise God. He's seeking whom he may devour. He can't touch you if you stay in today. He can't touch you if you have up your shield of faith, if you decide to fight him on it. He only responds to the word of God. Even Jesus, after his temptation, each time Satan came along with a lie, he said, "It is written." Don't argue with the devil. Just tell him what's in the book. It is written. We are blessed to have the pastors that we have. And we are blessed to have a Bible teacher that has fundamentally guided and grounded this church. So we're not easily swayed by every strange doctrine that comes by. This church is solid. We not only believe in the doctrine, but we believe in all the doctrine. Not just the part that makes us feel good. I love the worship. I love the praise. But you know, I love holiness. I love holiness. I love separation. I love that our women look like women and our men look like wimps. I almost said wimps. Come on, men, step up. Brother Grant said one time, I remember what it was. He said, some of you, he was talking to the kids in the Christian school. He said, some of you need to go outside, find yourself some gravel and chew a few pieces and swallow it. Become a man. So I went right out there. I figured he was talking to me. Those things are hard on your diet. So today is the day that Satan wants to steal your worship. He wants to steal your praise. He wants to steal your relationship with the Almighty God. And he'll come at you every day the same way until you come to the point where you just say, I've had enough. I'm going to change this. And this is how you do it. You discard those thoughts and you begin focusing on today. Just so you know, when you are baptized and filled with God's Holy Spirit, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man slash woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. What is a new creature? That's someone who never before existed. I remember that man that came out of that baptismal tank. Some 31 years ago. I remember what he used to think about, what he used to say, how he used to do the things that he did. But when I came out of there, I was a brand new man. I didn't know it, but I just could not believe the power of God inside of me. My wife said, I think he's going crazy. He'd go in his Bible says, go in your closet and pray. So she'd be out in the living room. I'd go into our clothes closet, and I'd stand in there, Brother Grant, for hours just speaking in tongues. I couldn't believe that God could have mercy on a wretch like me. I could sing Amazing Grace because I know what it feels like to be on the other side. I know what it feels like to be trapped. Oh, my God. And when that gate opened up, nobody had to ask me twice. I took off running like a rabbit, thinking, all right, if this is real, I'm going for it. And sure enough, I ran. And I didn't know anything. I didn't have any bearing on spirituality. All I knew is that something inside happened. I don't have the cravings for alcohol, tobacco, gambling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Woohoo! Praise God. See, it's an inside job. If all things become new, it's because there's a new person there. You now have someone inside of you that's stronger than any addiction that you might have, stronger than any relationship that's failed, stronger than any sin that you might have committed. It's all gone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If I was a little kid, I'd say, Satan, you're a liar. Liar, pants on fire, and you're going to spend eternity in hell. And I'm not going there with you. So here's something that you need to remember. Once you've repented and your past sins are gone, you need to leave them under the blood. If any thought that comes to your mind that has to deal with your past failures or whatever, get rid of it immediately. Don't dwell on it, just get rid of it. In fact, get to the point where you can laugh at the devil. You see, you got to be kidding me. You think I'm going to buy into that now after what Jesus has done for me? Study the Word of God. Understand that the Almighty God came down from heaven, put himself in subjection to humanity, was born just like you and I, and he lived his whole life without sinning. And he did it for one purpose. God so loved the world. God so loved the world. Faith worketh by love. If you love Jesus, you need to respect what he's done for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow's another big area that we sometimes forget. You can have yesterday gone. If he can't get you in yesterday, he's going to move you right into tomorrow. Because listen, he just wants your today. So if he can steal your today, or you can't have the liberty to praise and worship the Lord, and if you can't pray, he's won. He won that day. Does that mean you're going to go to hell? Absolutely not. However, you have to have a plan to get back into today. You need to understand that this is truly the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, he likes to fill people's minds with what they think is going to happen. I think Brother Grant or Brother Roy talked about this just the other day. He said, most of the things that we fear never come to pass. So where do you think that fear comes from? You guessed it. Old Slewfoot is putting thoughts in your mind based upon knowing what is your greatest fear. The Bible says there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Could someone tell me what perfect love is? Just say Jesus. Perfect love casts out all fear. But listen to me. You have to have that scripture in your heart. So when fear comes your way and anxiety begins to build up, you have to respond not with thinking. You need to respond with, thus saith the word of the Lord. It is written, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I can overcome all things by the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you can go on and on. I have lists and lists of positive scriptures, positive affirmations that I go over. I go over and over and over because there's a tremendous force and spirit in this world. This is trying to suck the spiritual blood off of your life. He's trying to get you in his camp. What happens is that people just give up. They say, I can't do this. There's too much pressure here. You know, I've heard people even say, you know, bless God, before I got this religion, before I was baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, I didn't have any problems. Oh, yes, you did. You know why you didn't get so much of that nonsense coming into your heart? Because why would he mess with you? He already had you. He already knew where you're going to spend eternity. You didn't feel one adverse thing until you began turning towards God. Until you said, you know what, I need to repent. I need to get right with God. I need to. And then all the forces of hell will try their dead level best to get you out of this truth. Hallelujah. Is that true? Anybody amen that? Hallelujah. If you turn with me to Matthew 6:25. This is Jesus' answer to this tomorrow business. See, tomorrow has already been promised by God. He already has given you and me great, wonderful promises about our tomorrow. But our promises are dependent upon our reaction to today. If we can't have victory today, we become double-minded. If you're not expecting anything from God, you cannot, I say cannot, receive anything from God. Amen. Matthew 6:25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what shall ye put on? You know, some people spend more time thinking about their 401ks, thinking about how much money they're making, how to buy new things, than they do about where they're going to spend eternity. How silly is that? Take no thought for tomorrow. Get ready to meet God today. The Boy Scouts have a great motto. Be prepared. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the Bible says, there's going to be something that we call the rapture, but it's a catching away of the saints, those people who have been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, those who have decided. You have to decide to live for God. You have to decide to live for God. You are not going to get there just by having warm fuzzies. Hallelujah. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for the body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Therefore, take no thought what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall you be clothed? And I just took a few scriptures out of this whole series of scripture. There's more in there, but here's the kicker here. This is the exclamation part. Seek ye, everybody say this, seek ye first. You can't do that in tomorrow. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what? How many of these things will be added on to you? All these things will be added unto you. Why is that? Because God has already promised it. He can't lie. He didn't call you out of darkness so you'd be poverty stricken or not have all the things that you need. Brother J.T. Pugh, one time down in Janesville at a meeting I was at, he said, you know, he said, I have a vision, and that vision is a warehouse in heaven. And in that warehouse is everything that J.T. Pugh needs to complete the rest of his life, every pair of shoes, every pair of socks, every home, every vehicle, everything I need is already there. And this is the scripture. He's already figured it out. He understands how you're going to pay your mortgage payment. He understands how you're going to make your car payment. He understands your health issues. Listen to me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, take no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Anybody, and what is he really telling us? If you get over here in an area that you have no control over, what in the world are you doing? Are you God? No, but if you stay over here and you begin reciting the promises of God and begin to, you know, your prayer life will largely determine where you're going to spend eternity. I'm more and more convinced of that than I ever have been, Brother Grant. And that's, if you don't pray and seek God, he's not going to feed you the things that you need. You can't be, some people say, well, I pray every day. Let me ask you this. When did you start praying? Oh, 19, blah, blah, blah. Okay, now we're talking 15 years later. Do you think that your prayer life is diametrically change? Is it more, do you feel closer to God? Are you on fire for God in a way you've never felt before? Are you growing? Is your prayer life growing? Is your relationship growing? Or are you just praying? See, there's a difference between praying and communicating with God. Because if we are communicating with God, he'll put his hand on your shoulder and he says, don't worry. Don't worry, I'm here with you always, even to the end of the world. He's, take my yoke upon you. I'm meek and lowly. Learn of me. Learn of me. Don't worry. Settle down. Because there's many times that I, you know, I was like a rider jumping on a horse, and I was ready to ride out in all directions because I was so anxious. And God says, okay, settle down, Richard. Settle down. It's going to be. What do you do with your baby when the baby gets anxious? You put it in your arms and you pat it on the back and you say, you know, it's going to be okay. Or your son or your daughter fall off their bike. You don't say, you stupid brat. What's the matter with you? You've had that bike for 6-7 hours now and here you are falling off it already and then crying because you got a bloody knee. Get back on that bike. No. My dad did, but yours probably. Listen, focus on today. Get rid of that stinking thinking. Get rid of the blame game. You know what the blame game is? It's always somebody else's fault. Oh, and my heart breaks because, see, he's taking you back into yesterday. That's the justification so many people use for their problems is they are blaming somebody else. I justify my problem because of somebody else. Get out of yesterday. Brother Russell, he's not here, but he said something that was really cool the other day. He said, you know, I just ran across a scripture. He said, I'm kind of taking it out of context, he said, but it's really cool. It's in Acts 23:7, I think. He said, Paul was talking to King Agrippa. In the first part of his dialogue, which is, I'm taking it out of context, but he said, I think myself happy. I think myself happy. Say that. I think myself happy. If you think yourself happy, and you do that, it's not some magical formula, but your mind is stayed on the word of the Lord. So the things of this world, the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches can't get into your head because you are thinking yourself happy. Hallelujah. I'm running out of time. Psalm 68:18. Pick up the pace. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Today, God has a benefit package for you. I said, today, God has a benefit package for you. Daily, he loads us with these benefits. You're too busy to pray? Listen, this is the package. Why would you complain about not having something when you forgot to pray today? You were so stressed out about tomorrow, you forgot to go to the master for the things that he's already promised you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'd ask that you'd repeat these scriptures daily. Hide them in your heart. Matthew 6:11, give us this day our daily bread. Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. Say that. That feels good when you say that. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Paul said in Philippians 4:3, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I said, I can do all things through. This isn't Pastor Thomas talking. This is Paul talking through the inspired inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if thou can't believe, all things are possible. I said, all things are possible. Your marriage, your sickness, all things that have you troubled. Praise God. Oh, I love it. I tell you, I'm thinking myself happy, Pastor. I'm thinking myself happy. Because if you renew your mind on the Word of God, you can't help but get rid of this guy. Now you're down to where you can get some, make some hay right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Visions 4:10. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. That is the Holy Spirit. Fill your mind with these thoughts. These are promises that oppose the negative thoughts of the enemy. That's just how simple it is to get out of this. If you start the process, you'll start bearing fruit. It won't be a giant watermelon. It'll be just a little sprigs. First the blade, then the ear, then the corn. But if you stay at it, the Word of God will produce fruit in your life. Then you'll get to the point where you're saying, this is working. Joy unspeakable and full of the glory of God. I'm having peace that passeth all understanding. Stick with it. Praise God. Isaiah 59:19. Praise God. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Praise God. I say the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The devil is working 24/7 against you. But the Spirit of the Lord is waiting for you to do the part that you have to do. God cannot do. He cannot fill your heart with the promises of the Lord. He cannot take and make you think yourself happy. If you can't think yourself happy, then you don't understand salvation. We're here for 70, and I'm at 69/10. So listen, we need to get in the place where we can receive everything that God has for us. Stand with me if you will. one last scripture here, Isaiah 54:17. No matter what you're going against, no matter how the problems, whether it's yesterday or tomorrow, listen to me. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Say that with me. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, who shall condemn it? God will condemn. This is the heritage. Heritage means inheritance. This is what the word of the Lord says. This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. We don't have anything to offer God but our bodies as a living sacrifice. But when we put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ through the blood, listen, we become his heritage. Praise God. Now, if you'll do what I'm suggesting, today will be the tomorrow you're rejoicing about yesterday. I said, if you'll do these things, then today will be the tomorrow you were rejoicing by faith about yesterday. Because the Bible says, a man soweth, so shall he reap. Why not start reaping positive spiritual things into your spirit? Why don't you break the yoke of negativity from your life this morning? Why don't you decide, you know what? I'm gonna try this. There might be people here today that have never experienced the new birth. So this might be a little far out for some of you, but I'm reaching for people, whether you have been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost or just coming here, just visiting. You still can receive from God whatever you need. Wouldn't you like to be happy? Wouldn't you really like to be happy? You remember what happiness was like when you're a kid? Brother Gant, when you're running through the fields of East Texas? He's happy all the time anyway, but there's some memories in your spirit that, you know, you can go back to sometimes and think, man, was that cool. I may not be able to be there today, but I have such fond memories of certain things. I would like to help some of you this morning. I would just like to see if there'd be anyone who would care to change. Now, you don't have to change. And the only thing that would keep you from coming up here is pride. Isn't that crazy? I've seen people, literally, I know Pastor Grant has, their knuckles are white. And it's on the back of the pew. God's pulling. God's tugging. You know what? They leave this building to go on into eternity. Lost. That's not good. That's not good. So I'm asking, and I'm opening up this front area here. If you're here today and you'd like to focus on today. Now, if you want to stay the way you are, you certainly have the privilege of doing that because we serve a God of choice. But why choose to be miserable? Why don't you choose? The book of Deuteronomy, the Bible says, I set before you life and death. I'm asking you, please choose life. Please choose a fresh start. Praise God. You can walk out of here with all these issues resolved. Would you come?